The first hint that the afterlife was a difficult place to be came when the posters for the movie The Jacket began appearing in BART stations. "When you die," they said, "all you want to do is come back." Well, that's a bummer, I thought. But it didn't stop there. Later that day, I was looking up something on the internet when I learned from the ad for the DVD release of The Grudge that when someone dies in the grip of a powerful rage, a terrible curse is left behind. And not only does it never forgive, this grudge, it also never forgets. Then I remembered the advertisements for White Noise, which was in the theaters for about 5 minutes. Those ads informed us that the dead were trying to get a hold of us. And were we listening? Well, now I'm listening. If all this marketing is to be believed, then the hereafter isn't the respite we're looking forward to at all. It's a demanding, stressful place, where you're either itching to get back to your original life, desperately trying to get in touch with the people you've left behind, or stewing endlessly about the last thing you were upset about before you died. If you think your life is difficult now, just wait until you've kicked off. That's when your trouble really begins. Of course, in order for a horror movie to work, the land of the dead has to be a place you'd want to escape. Our dearly departed wouldn't have any reason to come back and bother us if they were lounging around on clouds, basking in the presence of the divine. That's the kind of afterlife that most organized religions promise us. It's just that, for those of us for whom B-horror movies are an organized religion, the world to come isn't looking like such a great place these days. And just last week, we were dealt yet another blow. In the trailer for The Ring 2, I learned that not only are the dead always trying to get back here, they never, ever sleep. Well, great, I thought. I barely sleep now. Even in death, I won't get to rest in peace. With a perspective, I'm Jesse Loesberg.